I'm addressing a lengthy question, not even so much a question as an argument, by an unnamed person who's referring to a debate of 2004, and I don't know where that debate is, between whom it is. I know what it's about, and it seems to be a debate between a devotee and a professor on how God can exist if there's evil in the world. Great classical traditional question. And the devotee, he's a devotee because he says he's a Vaishnava, any chance. The devotee poses different challenges to sort of standard arguments to the question. And I'm actually including this in the articles. It'll make a little more sense and make the answer a little more clear. Devotees can refer to his points over there. More or less, I think that he's heard the answers to this question of how God can exist if there is evil, and if he allows living entities the free will to commit evil deeds. And I don't think I need to argue that line any further. I could at least do some fine tuning on some of the answers that he's given, but I could just sort of rest that direction of the argument by saying that, dear Prabhu, you've heard the answers. To him, his answer is, I've heard the answers, but they're not logical. And I'm going to take another line of approach, which is actually investigating what he considers to be logical. I would start off by answering that, well, to me it's perfectly logical. You may say that it's not logical. I say that it's logical. So which is it? Is it logical or not logical? And to many other Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, they will also say that to them the argument of Krishna creates living entities in his image, and he gives them full reign of free will. And in the free will, they also have the right of ignoring him, in which case they are then engaged by the results of their own deeds and by the material energy into performing hideous things. Human beings are really capable of unlimited evil, particularly against each other, but against everyone and everything. And the real question here is, what is the logic of logic itself? How logical is it to say that, well, something's not logical to me, therefore it's not logical? One weakness of that entire argument is that for Vaishnavas, generally speaking in religious circles, logic, while it is an admissible form of evidence, it is not the ultimate form of evidence. Shastra says, tarko patishta shrutayo vibhinam. The highest form of evidence is not tarka, it's not argument, logic, and reason. The highest form of evidence is Shastra. Ultimately, logic and reason should be subordinated to Shastra, especially if there's a conflict between the two. The other is that logic in itself is not a spiritual process. It's not a perfect process. Because what is logic? logic is the intellectual rationalization of conditioned souls. But therefore I say something's logical to me, but it's not logical to you. Because my conditioning is different than your conditioning. Logic is dependent upon your degree of intellect, how intelligent you are. It's dependent on your experience. It's dependent upon your degree of enlightened consciousness. So saying that something's not logical is like a person saying, I can't see something. Can you not see something because it doesn't exist, or can you not see something because your vision is limited? For instance, eagles have very good vision, and therefore they see things at a lot further sight than human beings do. You can't see something at a distance of such and such miles, but an eagle can. His vision is different. What makes his vision different? He has God's mercy. He has better vision because God has given him better vision. Similarly, although this argument has gone on and will continue to go on, give me logical argument for God's existence. I may give an argument that's logical to some, but it may not be logical to others. The ultimate proof of God's existence is that God actually reveals himself to those who have sufficient faith in him and who are willing to invest enough of their rational abilities to also do the experiment of knowing God and understanding God. So one needs God's mercy in that verse, as it's also stated, Tarko Pratishta. So logic and reason will not do. What does it require? Tamsa. It requires that God reveals himself to you. Yes, it requires revelation. Or elsewhere, Lord Brahma says, Prasada Lishanu Grihita Ivahi. You can only go know God by God's mercy. And yes, faith is required. Devotion is required. Otherwise, you cannot enter into this realm of divine understanding. People may argue, well, that's not logical. But it is. It's logical because, especially this devotee, he believes in Krishna. He calls himself, he says he's a Vaishnava. So that means you accept that God is the creator. God has created your intelligence. That's God's mercy. If you didn't have sufficient intelligence, you wouldn't be arguing this issue at all. God has given intelligence. God has given us a mind. God has given us speech. These are ways by which we argue back and forth about his existence. If you didn't have these things, you wouldn't be able to argue about God or speak about God whatsoever. So that's one degree of grace that God gives by which you can understand him. And therefore, Shastra also says, no, but you need more than that. It's not enough that you just have the minimum. You have the bare faculties. You also need enlightened logic. You also need enlightened intelligence. And that enlightened intelligence, that also comes from the Lord as a result of executing devotional service. And most importantly, by having good association. So the argument, or he summarizes at the end, he says, is there a logical solution with Vaishnava theology to the problem of evil? Yes, there's a logical solution. The fact that you don't see the logical solution doesn't mean that it exists. It just means that your logic and your intellect has not been sufficiently enlightened. How does it become sufficiently enlightened? You keep chanting Hare Krishna and you associate with Vaishnavas, and then it will become very logically clear to you why there is evil in the world. That is the logical solution. In short, the logical solution to this problem of evil is chanting Hare Krishna. When one chants enough, then one will actually understand that which one otherwise is not able to understand. And there's no other solution other than this. Otherwise, one can continue, as logicians do, continuing arguing on to infinitum, and continue to take birth in this material world, while those who have faith, chant Hare Krishna, they enter into the transcendental realm where all of these little petty arguments are understood because they have Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means they have enlightened consciousness by which these issues of logic are self-evident. Hare Krishna.